in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, our hearts and minds are open to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save, to heal, to transform, to renew our mind, to take us from glory to glory, and to impart wisdom, in Jesus' name. I welcome you to Throne of Grace Encounter Service, and it might interest you to know that we are starting our teaching series. We'll be doing an introduction. I looked at it. I realized Sunday is grossly inadequate to cover our curriculum. So all the Fridays of this month, we'll still be looking at the theme, what wisdom is this? Am I communicating? So it's not only on Sunday. I know they are already designated subtopics for each of the Sunday, but there are other things that we'll still look at every Friday. Hallelujah. So it's going to be double barrel service, Throne of Grace. We'll pray, then we'll look at our teaching, what wisdom is this? Mark chapter 6 verse 2. Praise God. I'll be doing an introduction. For sure you will be blessed. Hallelujah. What wisdom is this? Now listen, this teaching series will change your life. You need to take it very seriously. Listen, the number one cause of failure is lack of wisdom. The reason why many people end up as failures in life is because they lack wisdom. When the Bible declared wisdom as the principal thing, God was not joking. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Every failure is traceable to lack of wisdom. Am I communicating? A lot of frustration, a lot of sufferings and hardship is due to bankruptcy of wisdom. I said this last week and I'm saying it again. Every problem in life is one or both of these two. It's either a power problem or a wisdom problem. All the problems any human being on this planet can ever face can be categorized into two. It's either a power problem or a wisdom problem. That is, the problem is due to lack of power or is due to lack of wisdom. You don't have financial problem. You don't have academic problem. You don't have relationship problem. You don't have marital problem. You don't have family problem. You don't have a problem in your business. You don't have problem in your career. You don't have leadership problem. All problems are one of these two. Either due to lack of power problem, or lack of wisdom problem. And the interesting thing is that even when you solve power problem, you still need wisdom. Am I communicating? That's to tell you how critical wisdom is. Am I communicating? Because even me, I've seen people with power problem that their problem were solved with the power of God, but lack of wisdom made the problem to come back. Are you getting my point? This is very important. That's why scripture declares wisdom is the principal thing. And the funny thing is that you will soon realize, okay, let me move on. Let me not go before myself. It says, Mark 6:2, when the Sabbath day was come, Jesus, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence are this man these things? Now, these people have been listening to the teachings of the scribes, the teachings of the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, all of that. But when Jesus entered synagogue and began to teach, they were dazed, they were dazzled, they were flabbergasted, they were astonished, they were surprised beyond measure, saying, from whence are this man these things? Because they didn't see Jesus in their theological school. They didn't see Jesus in their conventional school. He said, where did he get it from? Where did he learn these things he's teaching? Am I communicating? That was what surprised them all. Am I communicating? He says, and what wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? What wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Give me this in Amplified. The wisdom of God is the mother of mighty works, is the mother of exploit. You want to command outstanding result, you want to command extraordinary result, the key is to find function and flow in the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is a producer of outstanding success, supernatural accomplishment, exploit. Am I communicating? Is rooted in wisdom. On the Sabbath day, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who listened to him were utterly astonished, saying, where did this man acquire all this? What is the wisdom, in bracket, the broad and full intelligence, which has been given to him? He said, what mighty works, what mighty works and exhibitions of power are wrought by his hands? Am I communicating? In other words, there is a particular wisdom Jesus was functioning with that was responsible for his miracles, the miracles he was producing. In fact, you can see one definition of miracle from this verse. Miracles are not magic. Miracles are not mysterious happenings. Miracles are the result of the application of spiritual laws of wisdom. Look at it there. Jesus was applying laws of wisdom, the wisdom of God, and it was betting miracles. These mighty works there is not talking of the works of the law of Moses. It's not Mosaic law. It's not the works of the law. No. It's talking of miraculous works. Mighty miraculous works. It's talking of supernatural works. Do you want to command supernatural success? Do you want to command mighty miraculous manifestation? Do you want to command supernatural accomplishment in record time? The key is to function with the wisdom of God. This is the key to exploit. It puts you in command of exploits. Extraordinary accomplishment. Go back to KJV. He says, what wisdom is this that is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? This is not common. They realize that the results Jesus was commanding were extraordinary. They were not common. This is not the type that common sense will give you. What wisdom is? Where did he get it? And to their astonishment, Jesus did not attend their secular schools. Neither did he attend their Bible schools or theology. Now give me, we'll come back here. John chapter 7. Listen. You don't get the wisdom of God from any secular school. Education is good, though. Secular education is good. At least it teaches you how to reason. It teaches you how to think and all of that. But the wisdom of God is not found within the four walls of any institution on earth. Am I communicating? At best, what you get from schools, universities, polytechnics, monotechnics, at best, what you get is human wisdom or the wisdom of this world. You don't get the wisdom of God. Tell me, which school did Joseph attend? The wisdom Joseph functioned with was the wisdom of God. He didn't learn it from any school. Am I communicating? What about Solomon? He went to bed as a normal king and he had an encounter. In that encounter, because of his record-breaking sacrifice, God appeared to him, gave him a blank check. Solomon, what do you want? He said, give me wisdom so that I'll be able to govern your people. God was impressed. God said, I have given you wisdom. He received it by impartation. In that prophetic dream, in that encounter, in the dream of the night, Solomon received an impartation of the superior wisdom of God. It was supernaturally injected into his spirit, and he woke up. His mind began to function in a particular way that was not normal. He began to operate at the frequency of divine wisdom, and nobody knew, only him and God, about the encounter and when he received that wisdom. The whole of Israel later got to know when they saw the manifestation of that wisdom in that judgment that he made between those two allots who were arguing over their children. Am I communicating? Sound judgment. Palatiza. Discernment and sound. Don't worry, I will come to that when I talk about the deeds of wisdom. Now listen. See, education is good, but it's overrated. Did you hear what I said? Education is good. I'm not discouraging you. Go to your school. But listen, it is overrated. The wisdom of God is not found in school. And by the way, school is not the, education is not the most important thing in life. If not, Jesus would have gone to school. Jesus, during his network, tell me, which school did he attend? He was a carpenter. He learned his father's trade. That's to tell you, education is not the most important thing in life. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just that we overrate it at the detriment of more important things. You better learn. Listen, the things I'm teaching you, don't get to 50, 70 years before you know them. Don't live in regret. Don't wait until life has dealt with you like this before you get what we are teaching you. You better start majoring on the majors. Am I communicating? If education is the most important thing, Jesus will have gone to school. Kenneth E. Hagin, of blessed memory, giant of faith, he said, the man that knows how to pray will be more successful in life than the one with a college degree. Because life is spiritual first. Life is not academic. Life is spiritual. The forces that control life are spiritual. They don't care about your education. Don't we have people with certificates that are celebrated failures? Don't we have professors that are heavily oppressed? Kennedy again said, the man that knows how to pray will be more successful in life than the one with a college degree. People like Smith Wigglesworth, which school did they go? A plumber shook this world. Look at the Apostle Babalola. I'm not saying education is bad, but it's just that we put too much emphasis on it. It's overrated. Life is spiritual. It takes the person that understands spiritual laws and the mastery of them to walk in dominion in this earth realm. There are people that go to school, collect certificate, and a witch that does not even know how to spell her name in the village. The witch will just make some incantation. Say, I hear say this person don't graduate. You will say, that certificate, you will never use it to do anything. Collect the certificate in the realm of the spirit, put it inside one pot and cover it there. And then my guy with shoes that are from excess trekking looking for job, the shoe don't do like this. He doesn't know why doors are closing everywhere. So a man came and met me for counseling. It was last year. He came, the moment he entered and closed the door of my office, my eyes opened in the spirit. I just saw a door, not my office door. I saw a door, bam, slammed against him. And when the man started talking, he said, nothing is working. He lost his job. Nothing is working. I already knew the problem because I saw it when he entered. As he closed the door to my office, I saw a door in the realm of the spirit. Slam, you know the way they closed door, bam, against him. So he's a victim of closed doors. Demons have closed the door, so nothing is working. That was why he said, even to get job, nothing, everything is not working in his life. Life is spiritual. You need to understand this. That's the series I've been on PRTV. That's Peace FM. See, the time, energy, and resources you are investing in education, which is good, if you had invested it in the more important, weightier matters, your life will make more progress. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Your professors may not tell you in school, but me, I will tell you. Don't just spend all your time, say you are doing education, you are studying one course. Don't see, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but don't spend all your time there. There are more important things in life. There are people that even graduated, collected the certificate, and as they were crossing the road, a car hit them and they died. So what's the use of the education? Life is spiritual. You must know those spiritual laws. That's why we are teaching you these things. Look at Jesus. He never went to your school. I'm not against education. Don't misunderstand me. I'm only teaching you how to prioritize major on the majors, minor on the minors. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled. They were listening to a teaching. He said, how knoweth this man let us? Have you never learned? Give me in amplified. You will understand now. Jesus did not attend their seminary. He didn't study theology. In John 7:15. Are you under anointing? He said, the Jews were astonished. They said, how is it that this man has learning? He is so vast in the sacred scriptures and in theology. Who taught him theology? Somebody say spirit of wisdom. They exclaim, how come Jesus is so vast in the sacred scriptures and in theology when he has never studied? They never saw him in their seminary. He never went to the school. The scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law went. Somebody say the school of the spirit of wisdom. That was the one Jesus attended. I'm not saying theology is bad. I'm not saying going to Bible school is bad. But go and check. Are the theologians the most successful preachers? Do they pastor the largest churches? Ayagabalakataya. Give me a message. Message. This same verse. A message. How many professors even have university that are founders of university? How many professors? How many professors are on Forbes Billionaires list? You better wake up. Aya. He said the Jews were impressed and puzzled. How does he know so much without being schooled? The spirit of wisdom taught him what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered the heart of men. Paul said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, in esoteric language. Are you getting my point? Shabalataya. Leprete. Go back to that Mark 6:2. He said, where did this man get these things? And I answered, from the spirit of wisdom. That was where he got it from. It's not from school. It's not even from his parents. It's not even from his family. Because the next verse, verse 3, they started analyzing his history. Look at this. They say, is not this the carpenter's son? Is he not the son of the carpenter? Is he Joseph the carpenter that taught him these things? No. He says, the son of Mary, was it his mother that taught him the things he was doing? No. He said, are his brother, James, Joseph of Judah, Simon, are not his sister here with us? And they were offended because they could not find the source of his wisdom. Ayagabalata. He was functioning with a superior wisdom, coming from the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of God comes by supernatural impartation, injection from the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating? Ladika balataya. The Greek word translated, go back to verse 2, wisdom there is Sophia. Sophia. This common definition of wisdom that we give. How many of you still have your this thing? Hallelujah. Your newsletter for the month. What is wisdom? Look at this definition. Wisdom is the third definition. Wisdom is supernatural insight into mysteries and secrets. Then the second one, wisdom is comprehensive insight into God's plan and purposes. This is Sophia. Can you help me with the board very fast? My God, time has flown. Time has gone. Sophia is... Sophia, the spelling is S-O-P-H-I-A, is supernatural insight into mysteries and secrets. Supernatural insight into mysteries and secrets. You can also define it as insight into reality. Sophia also means insight into what? Reality. It also means insight into divine purpose, divine plan. As an insight into God's divine purpose, God's divine will, God's divine plan. That's Sophia. Praise God. I say praise God. There are three phases of wisdom. Or you can call it three levels of wisdom. Three phases, three levels. The first is Sophia. Okay? And that's the one that I just defined. Sophia is insight, supernatural insight or divine insight into what? Mysteries and secrets, or insights into reality. Supernatural insight into reality. You can also define it as what? Insight into God's divine will, plan and purposes. Okay? Just right. The second level of wisdom is sunesis. Sunesis. Praise God. S-U-N-E-S-I-S. Sunesis. S-U-N-E-S-I-N. Sunesis. Sunesis literally means understanding. Understanding. Praise God. Now, while phronesis is... while Sophia... Okay, I said three levels of wisdom, right? Three phases or levels of wisdom. The first we say is Sophia. The The second is sunesis. The third one is phronesis. Praise God. Phronesis. Now, sunesis has to do with understanding. Okay, now look, this one is insight into divine mysteries and secrets or reality. Under, as in insight into divine plan, purpose. But you can have insight, supernatural insight like that, but lack understanding. Okay? So you need to move from Sophia to Sunesis. Give me Ecclesiastes 10:15. It says, the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Did you notice that the problem here is not that the foolish does not know the city? So it's not a problem of destination. He knows the city. It's like he wants to go to Lagos. Lagos is a city, right? He knows the city he wants to go to, Lagos. But his problem is, how can he move from this point A that he is to Lagos? How do I get there? So his problem here is that he lacks wisdom. The wisdom of God is what gives him the know-how. You know, so many people have vision, they have dreams, they have ideas, but their problem is how to materialize it. Are you getting me? How to actualize that vision. They lack the strategies on how to turn their dream into reality. They lack the know-how. And that's what the wisdom of God gives you, specifically sunesis. Sunesis gives you an understanding. It's not like cooking jollof rice. Celebrate our ladies here. I know they all know how to cook jollof rice. If you don't know how to cook jollof rice, you are not ready for marriage. So we'll be talking about relationship, wisdom for relationship and marriage this Sunday, okay? So don't miss out. Now listen. Watch this. You may get all the ingredients for somebody to prepare jollof rice. Everything the person needs, including the gas cooker or kerosene stove, everything the person needs to prepare the jollof rice, the raw rice, everything, all the ingredients are on ground. Eh? Now, watch this. If the person does not understand when and how to mix each ingredient, and when and how to put what, the quantity of salt you should put, when is it supposed to bring in the Maggi, when is it supposed to add, well, how many Maggi, are you getting me? If he lacks that, he will still be able to prepare jollof rice. And that's what sunesis is. Sunesis is understanding. You beyond the recipe, you know how to mix them in the right proportion. You know the time to put what. Are you getting my point? Understanding. In fact, the Strong's lexicon puts it this way: a mental putting together. Mental putting together, a comprehension. You can read a book, but it's one thing to read, it's another thing to understand what you read. Are you getting? Give me Proverbs 8:14. Proverbs 8:14. Sunesis, understanding, comprehension, a mental putting together. Sebeletona, sabranta, all those your ideas, you know how to put them together. Are you getting me? You know you have the know-how. You have the know-how. You know the strategies to apply to succeed. The strategies that trigger success. Sunesis gives you the success strategy in your business, in your finances, in your marriage, in your relationship, in your academics. It gives you the success strategy. It shows you the way to the city. Look at wisdom speaking here. It says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am sunesis. I am understanding. That's the spirit of wisdom speaking there. I have strength. And that strength there means force. It means power. Wisdom will give you power. Praise God. Ayagabalakataya. Say with me, I receive wisdom. I function in wisdom. You know, the Bible says Christ is made the wisdom of God and the power of God. Kalabarakatai. Then the third one is phronesis. Now, Sophia is theoretical wisdom. Theoretical wisdom. Okay? Sunesis is analytical wisdom. You analyze. Analytical wisdom. Phronesis is practical wisdom. See, the best way, I'll give you some definition of phronesis. Phronesis is that wisdom that loves to do the will of God. Is that wisdom that loves to do. Mark the emphasis is what? Do. It's not enough to know God's will. You know, we said in Sophia, you have insight into the divine will, plans and purposes of God. But it's one thing to know and understand something, it's another thing to do it. You are not wise until you do and apply the truth that you know. For instance, watch this. There are many Christians that know the importance of prayer. They know that prayer is necessary, but they don't pray. So are they walking in phronesis? No, they are not. You understand? Now, the illustration I gave, you know all the recipe for the jollof rice. You know, you understand how to mix them in the right proportion. You know when to put when, what. You know when to put what, but you refuse to do the cooking. You are not walking in phronesis. Phronesis is that wisdom that loves to do the will of God. Look at that first definition of wisdom. It has more to do with phronesis that I gave in that newsletter. It says wisdom is knowing and doing the right thing, the right way, and at the right time, in accordance with God's will. This is actually phronesis. Wisdom is knowing and doing the right thing, the right way, and at the right time, in accordance with God's will. Okay? You see Matthew 7:24, where Jesus said, "He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man." So a wise man is a doer of the word, is a doer of the truth, is a doer of the right thing he knows to do. Am I communicating? Shabalakataya. Are you getting my point? It's wisdom. There are people that know it is bad to smoke. It's not good. They know, but yet they smoke. Are they walking in wisdom? No. I used to have a consultant orthopedic surgeon with all his medical knowledge about smoking, yet he's addicted to smoking cigarettes. I will never forget. Addicted consultant orthopedic surgeon. When he's doing surgery, on his surgery day, because I did his team, once he does 1, 2, 3, at a point, his hand will start shaking because of the addiction to cigarette. He will stop and pause the surgery, enter his changing room and be smoking there. He will smoke when he don't arrange. He will come and continue his surgery. Why can't he stop? Are you getting me? There was a consultant pediatrician whose child was diagnosed with protein energy malnutrition, marasmi kwashoko, in jute. During my time, when I was in medical, we saw it. This is a consult. consultant what? Pediatric surgeon. Consultant pediatric. The child was having what? Somebody say lack of wisdom. Phronesis is like a force. It programs you to know and do God's will. See, phronesis locates you within God's will. You just see yourself walking in God's perfect will. You see yourself doing God's perfect will. It's a programming. It's a spiritual force. It's not a mental something. It's a spiritual something. It's a supernatural force that programs you to walk in God's perfect will per time. It's called choices over chances. You see, when you function in the wisdom of God like this, you will not be making wrong decisions. You know, some people are always making wrong choices, wrong investment choices. You keep losing money in investment. They keep duping you. You just keep making. It's because you are not walking in the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God will program you. Will make the right choice the first time. Some people are always entering the wrong relationship every time. Relationship keep breaking. So that you just wonder, are they not being programmed by phronesis? You keep attracting and you keep entering the wrong relationship every time. You are following your emotions. It's my spec. You don't find God. You don't find out the will of God. He says it's my spec. Say I love him. Show me anywhere in the Bible that says you should marry who you love. It's not in the Bible. Say I love him. It's my spec. What they are trying to say is I have feelings for him. Don't worry, we'll address those things. They follow feelings. You are led by feelings. You are led by feelings. You go so far. You go so far in relation. They go serve you breakfast, tire. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, your own is as many that are led by feelings. I have feelings for him. The one that is God's will, that the Holy Ghost has been trying to get your attention, that one, you say, it's not my spec. So you are wiser than God. Follow your spec. You go hear him. Are you getting me? Hi. Wisdom is coming to you. Your days of foolishness are over. I say your days of foolishness are over. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Are you understanding something? Are you getting something? He said, unto them which are called. Okay, start from 22. From 22. He said, for the Jews require a sign. Why? Because they are a nation that was born out of signs and wonders. Go and check how did Moses bring them out of Egypt. The Jews, they are used to supernatural signs and wonders. He says, that's why he said the Jews require a sign. Are you getting me? You remember when they asked Jesus, what sign will you show us that you are the real Messiah? Jesus said, no sign shall be given to this generation except the sign of Prophet Jonah. And remember, he said, just like Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be under the earth. And then on the third day, he will resurrect. Now he's talking of power sign. This sign is talking of power, the power of God. Because Jonah in the belly of the fish is a picture of the resurrection. And the greatest power God released is the power of resurrection. Am I communicating? The Jews require a sign because they are a nation that was born out of the signs and wonders of God. He said, and the Greeks is talking of the unsaved non-Jewish nation. He said, they seek after wisdom. In other words, to reach out to this world and evangelize the world, we even need more of wisdom manifestation than power manifestation. Look at it there. You can categorize all the people of the world into Jews and Greek. Those that require signs and wonders, then those that require wisdom, We need people in politics and governance. What is it not wisdom that made Daniel to take over the mountain of politics and governance? What of Joseph? It was wisdom. What of media? Wisdom. Count all the mountains. You will see that majority to take over those seven mountains is wisdom primarily we need. Are you getting my point? Rise to your feet. Now give me Matthew 12 verse 38. And he says, okay, before then, wait. The Jews require sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. Then, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. Verse 24, this is where I'm going. He said, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and Christ the wisdom of God. Two important dimensions. Christ the power of God, then Christ the wisdom of God. Look, how many of you remember Miles Monroe? He has this officer of the British Empire, OBE. United Nations will be holding meeting. They will invite him as if he's one of the presidents of a nation. And be seeking advice. Somebody say wisdom. That man so walk in the wisdom of God. Presidents, kings, nobles, governors, name them. They were flocking to him to receive wisdom for government, to solve governmental problems, wisdom to solve political, to govern well, wisdom to solve economic problems. Recently, was he Apostle Joshua Selman? Harvard sent for him. You think he is his power? No, his wisdom. He caught that mantle from my smurro. His wisdom. Does Harvard need you to open blind eyes there? What they want to hear is wisdom. Allah barakata. You must walk in wisdom this month and beyond. Listen. Christ, the power of God. There are many Christians that know that one. But the second one, they don't know. Christ, the what? Wisdom of God. He said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That sound mind there is talking of the spirit of wisdom. Sophronismos is a Greek word. Complete mind. As in right mind. You remember that madman of Gadara? After he was healed, they saw him seated, clothed, and in his right mind. It's the same Greek word, right mind there, a sound mind. When he said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That's the spirit of wisdom. How can you say, don't you know Christ has been made unto you wisdom? How can you say there is a course too difficult for you? When you understand what I'm teaching, your days of failing exams are over. God wrote a book called the Bible, and the Holy Spirit, the author, the spirit of wisdom, will teach you when you read it. You read Bible, you understand, and you tell me there is a course that a human being, not God, a human being wrote that course. Even the textbook you are reading, is it God that wrote it? A human being. Now, God wrote a book. Is this not the most difficult book? If you can understand Bible, there is nothing you cannot understand. There is no course. There is no textbook. There is no exam that is too hard for you. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, but we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. And you have the spirit of a sound mind. You have the wisdom of God. Christ is your wisdom. You enter exam hall. Was it not General Moyo that he said when he sees question he does not know, he speaks in tongues. What is he doing? He's activating the wisdom of God. He will speak in tongues and then he will know the answer and be writing. You met difficult question and you were chewing your Bible until the ink started pouring in your mouth. You don't know how to activate wisdom. Listen, two major ways. There are other ways to activate the flow of wisdom. Number one is praying abundantly in tongues. Praying in tongues will activate divine wisdom. Number two, meditation. Chronic meditation on God's word. You learn to do that. I will tell you others later. But these two are critical. Learn to pray in tongues. Are you reading anything? any course, any subject, and it looked as if the thing is not entering, close that book and start blasting in tongues. Start activating the fountains of wisdom, and the wisdom of God will start flowing. Understanding will be open. There is nothing you cannot know. He said you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Your mind is anointed to know all things. Your mind is anointed to know every course. Your mind is anointed to know every subject. No course is too difficult for you. They say nobody has ever had a first class in that department. You will be the first. They say nobody has ever had a first class in that course. You will be the first. Shabaliko barakatai. Mali brondekepa. The wisdom of God will cure every confusion. You will know what to do when others don't know what to do. With the wisdom of God, you can never be stranded. Kalabasa palataya. Ila brandekepa. The Bible said, I think it's that Matthew 12:42. Jesus started with Jonah. He says, the Jonah will stand up and condemn this generation on the day of judgment, because he said they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And Jonah sparked up the greatest revival in history. In Nineveh. Go and read it. Animals fasted. Tell me any revival that animals fasted. Shabalakataya. The whole city, 3 days and three nights, dry fasting, they turned to the Lord at the preaching of Jonah. But the Bible said, Jesus said, a greater than Jonah is here. You refuse to believe me. He said, Jonah will condemn you on the judgment day. And the sign of Jonah is resurrection power. It's the power of God. Then in now, verse 42, you go down. He now talked about the Queen of Sheba that came all the way from Ethiopia to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And then Jesus, a greater than Solomon is here. He said, the Queen of Sheba, we condemn, we rise against this generation and condemn. She came all from her country to hear Solomon's wisdom. And me have come with a higher wisdom, a greater than Solomon. So now notice these two dimensions. Christ, the power of God. Now he's talking of the Queen of Sheba and wisdom. Christ, the wisdom of God. Two important things. Am I communicating? Now lift up your hands. You are going to say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of... I don't want to operate with common sense. Common sense will produce common result. You want to command extraordinary result? You want to do exploit? You need something more than common sense. Balikapata. There is the wisdom of men. Listen, the Bible says God gave Solomon, 1 Kings 4:29. God gave Solomon Mashila Balatai. God gave, there is a kind of wisdom that God gave. Kalido Borakapatai. He says, 1 Kings 4:29. Give me that scripture. Ayayaya. The same way God gave those three Hebrew boys and Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible says God gave them wisdom. Ayayaya. God gave them wisdom. These were people that were well versed in science and all of that, but they needed something more than scientific knowledge. Glory to God. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much, and largeness of heart. Even as Sunday, see, in the Septuagint. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Old Testament. This Old Testament scripture in the Septuagint, it reads this way. God gave Solomon phronesis. What God gave him is the highest kind of wisdom. It's phronesis. Are you getting me? That's what is in the Septuagint. No wonder Solomon did the things he did. It was phronesis. He received it by supernatural impartation. Following that encounter, Kaligo Barakataya, Zebilataya, Lebrondo Sefeletena. No wonder he became a Jebota king. He didn't know how warfield looked like. He never fought any battle. Oh, he put all the nations in under tribute. He walked in dominion. Am I communicating? Kataba. God gave Solomon wisdom, exceeding more, largeness of heart. Even as sand that is on the seashore. Next verse. And then he says, Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country. Aya. And all the wisdom of Egypt. His wisdom was greater than the wisdom of men. greater than the wisdom of this world, greater than demonic occultic wisdom. Next verse. Kalabasha. For he was wiser than all men, than Etande. See, the wisdom of God can make you to be wiser than your lecturers. Be wiser than, you can operate at a higher wisdom than your professor. David said, I understand more than the ancient. He said, thy word has been my meditation. And as he meditated on the word, wisdom was granted him that made him to be wiser than his teachers, to be wiser than the ancient. Am I communicating? He was wiser than Ethan the Ezraite, Eman, Chalcol, Dada, the sons of Maor. These were world famous wise men. These men are famous wise men that people go to for solution. His fame was in all nations round about. Shapata. I want you to cry out, Father, wisdom, divine wisdom, this type of wisdom that comes from above, not the type that comes from education, not the wisdom of men, not the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of God. He says, even the hidden wisdom which God has ordained before the foundation of the world for our glory. Father, baptize me with the spirit of wisdom. Let the wisdom of God begin to find expression in my spirit, in my soul, in all my action, in making decisions. Leviga balata kafrakatia, rondo balasidi kefrekete, elegebrege digi balatai. Shalabababos, lapate kebrekete kebrakatai, rondo balatia. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 8 verse 12. Wisdom said, I dwell with prudence. I find out knowledge of witty invention. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I find out knowledge of witty invention. Listen, most of the times when we tithe and when we give, listen, one of the major way our return come is through divine ideas, concept and insight that the spirit of wisdom gives us. Am I communicating? When he say you tithe, God will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. The blessing there is not naira, dollars. Mm-mm. The blessing there is in form of divine wisdom, in form of divine favor. Divine wisdom gives you divine ideas, concept and insight. Am I communicating? It's part of the blessing of giving. Have you not read about this name? I don't have time. Don't miss on Sunday. Have you not read about R.G. Letonia? You can go and browse about him. This was a solid believer and a faithful tither and giver. This man was the person that invented earth-moving machinery, earth-moving equipment, what they call tractor today, what they call bulldozer today. It was R.G. Letonia that invented it. He was a believer. He was an inventor. Now, how did he invent those things? I will tell you. After tithing, in the place of prayer, he will be praying. God will start showing him picture of those earth moving equipment. He will be seeing it. The picture will come to him. Those ideas will come to him. Then the guy will call all those engineers. He will draw the thing. He will draw what he saw in prayer and tell them they should produce something exactly like this that he saw in prayer. And that was how he invented all those tractors, bulldozers, earth moving machine, all of that, because of the wisdom of God that flowed to him because he was a faithful tither. And it is said that 70% of all those earth moving equipment and vehicles that they used to fight World War II, 70%, he was the one that produced them. His company produced 70% of those earth moving heavyweight machinery they used to fight World War II. And what brought about those inventions? Somebody say the spirit of wisdom. Have you not heard of John Washington Carver that came up with 300 inventions from peanut This peanut that you eat, this peanut you eat, 300 invention, including cooking oil, soda, washing soap, cosmetic, all manner. 300. By the wisdom of God, he will go before God in prayer and hold a peanut. He said, Father, help me to see this peanut the way you see it. Help me to see it the way you see it when you created it. And divine wisdom, witty invention, 300 invention. I want you to crowd. My time is up. See, you are going to say, Father, baptize me with breakthrough ideas, divine strategies, uncommon insights, witty invention, supernatural innovation by the oppression of the spirit of wisdom. Can come on, lift up your voice and cry out. Liga barakataya, le brendo ko barakatai. The kind of ideas that will solve global problems, that will provide solution to nagging problems.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Agon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.